This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You know we love Squarespace at Lady Lovin', and we want you to love it too. You should just use it because it is the best place to create a beautiful website where you can turn your cool idea into a brand new website, showcase your work, blog or publish content, sell products and services of all kinds. I mean, you can truly do everything. You can promote your physical or online business and just do everything you can dream of. Squarespace gives you beautiful templates created by world-class designers, a powerful e-commerce functionality that lets you sell anything online, the ability to customize look and feel, settings, products, and more with just a few clicks. Everything is also optimized for your mobile device right out of the box, which is just the best part. And they have analytics that help you grow in real time. And my favorite thing about Squarespace is they have 24/7 award-winning customer service. So if you have a problem, you can call them and say, hey, what's going on? It can be at 4 a.m. And guess what? They will answer. So, you guys, I really think that if you have a popping business, get on Squarespace because it's what's up, and we have something for you. Go to squarespace.com/lovin, L-O-V-I-N, for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code LOVIN, L-O-V-I-N, to save 10% off of your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/lovin for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use the code LOVIN to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
You guys, welcome to a brand new episode of Lady Lovin'.
Hi.
It's Monday, or maybe you're not listening on a Monday. I don't know.
You could be listening any point in your week, but what's important is that you're listening.
Yeah, hi, guys. And we're actually in the studio this week.
Yeah, I'm sorry that we've been all over the place the past few weeks. I know that, like, you know, two episodes ago, I was on the phone. Last week, Jillian Lowe were recording. We've been really, really busy, and we've been trying really hard to make sure that you guys get an episode each week. So thank you for being patient with us. But we're back in the studio, so now everything will sound really good.
Hi, Greta.
Hi, Lowe. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
It's a beautiful, beautiful day. We have a dude on the show today.
We do. We have a very important man on the show. A very hot man.
Super hot.
We love a hot man.
We're excited. Okay, so I'm going to reveal who our guest is. Ready? Countdown.
1, 2, 3.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1. We have Steven Pastorino, who is the founder of P-Volve. He is an amazing trainer in New York City. He has an incredible new app that just launched, and he focuses on little parts of the body, like muscles that are like really hard to tone, and he has all these crazy products. We've been working out together, and he has this cool product that's like a ball that wraps around your legs.
It looks
like
amazing.
Squeeze your thighs together. So everybody, it's an Ask a Man episode. Welcome Steve to the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. We
Thanks
get
for coming.
So many questions about fitness.
Wellness, fitness, workouts, diets.
People
all these
love
kinds
having
of
fitness people to talk to fitness people.
Yeah, fitness is blowing up. It's huge, especially in the world of women. It's just increasing every year. You know, working in New York, it's every year it's just more and more people are coming online.
Yeah.
Focusing on diet, just trying to be their best selves.
Yeah.
And, you know, fitness is, I think, the foundation for being the best possible version of you.
Yeah, totally. I agree. When I'm working out, like, my body feels good, my mind feels good. Everything feels good.
Yeah, I like to work out. I've gone through phases where I haven't worked out and I become like a fucking bitch. And then I work out and I become nice again. It's wow. Crazy. And then I feel better and my skin gets better when I work out.
Okay, well, can I tell you something? So I started working out with Steven. And the first thing I said to him, I was like, so I haven't exercised in 2 months. Is that okay? And he was so nice about it and reassuring. He looks at me, he goes, that's great. He was like, that's good. Good. Good for you.
Your body needs to, how do you feel about bodies resting?
I'm huge on rest. You know, there's a huge culture of just kind of with fitness, just going so, you know, headstrong into it and just going crazy and working out. I mean, a lot of people who are just working out way, way too much. And you really get the adverse effect. I mean, you could do a lot of damage to your body with fitness. I mean, you could ruin your body with fitness. Mm-hmm. And I have proof of this just from all the people that I meet, you know, me personally, my friends, you know, people I've grown up with playing sports, you know, a lot of women that I meet in the gym, you can really destroy your body with fitness. And I think everyone's starting to kind of catch on to that now. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's always been, you know, how do I create a method that can get you, you know, the best possible results without doing, you know, my goal is to do zero damage to your body, mm-hmm. you know, wear and tear on your joints, you know, back problems, people throwing their neck out, hurting their knees. I mean, it's so common. And the workouts today are so fucking intense. I mean, boot camps, you know, cycling for an hour. It's so crazy. And it's, you know, in fitness, it's been such a huge, like, for, you know, so many trainers that I meet, the goal is when someone walks in, you know, how do I beat this person down as much as I can? I want to make them sweat. I want to make their body hurt. I want to break them down. You know, and there's, you know, I think some people, I feel like people want to feel like that because they think they're supposed to feel like that.
Totally.
Does that make sense?
Yes. 100%.
Well, I think you're paying for something, right? It's like, I'm paying for this thing. This is an expense and I want to feel like it's worth my money. So yeah. I think a lot of people, when they pay to work out, they want to leave being totally obliterated.
Yeah. It's a total illusion. You know, if you're sore for 3 days, you just, congratulations, you just broke your body down. You ripped your muscles apart. And, you know, it's not healthy to keep doing that.
Yeah.
And for women, it is a whole different game in fitness. Our bodies are, you know, men and women's bodies are different. We're built for different things. And you're going to get a whole different reaction with your body versus a man going into a workout, you know, just jumping up and down, sprinting, lifting heavy weights.
I can't deal with men at the gym. They make me sick, honestly. They, like, grunt. I'll be at the gym, and I'll, like, watch men work out, and I'll be like, you're not hot. Like,
God, I loved watching my ex-boyfriend work out.
I mean, someone that you love watching work out is one thing, but seeing guys, like, thinking they're fucking, like, sick.
Yeah.
And like, you're not like Jason Statham, you're not like Vin Diesel, you're not The Rock. Like, what are
but,
you
know,
doing?
But you know, for us men, we like that. We like to feel like strong, primal. We like to feel our muscles. We like to grunt and breathe
like,
heavy.
Look at my veins.
Yeah,
my
we.
Body.
I mean, we love that. We love our veins. You know, we love that. And then for women, and you know, I'm generalizing. I'm not talking for everyone, of course. I'm speaking for you know, all the women I've met and my clientele. But you know,
you work out with mostly women.
I work out with all women.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And
so the method is specifically for women, for women's bodies.
100%.
How did you do that?
Men can do it as well. Well, my background is, you know, I've been working out for probably, I started when I was 14 when I was playing football.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you grow up?
Very small town called Hamilton, New Jersey. It's the blueberry capital of the world.
Cutie.
It's the blueberry capital of the world. We grow more blueberries in Hamilton. I'm not a farmer, but most of the people I grew up with are. More blueberries are grown in Hamilton, New Jersey than anywhere else in the world, which is crazy because you think of New Jersey, you think of that, you know, cesspit across the water in New York.
No, but, I like
but when you go, down south, it's so beautiful.
Like, let's go down the shore. Oh,
it's,
come on.
The shore is beautiful. I mean, it's such an amazing state. It gets a bad
rap. Blueberries are very good for you.
Yeah. So for about a month in every July, I eat about 3 to 4 pints of blueberries every single day.
Yeah, whoa. They're so delicious.
And then after July ends, that's when the season ends, I stop eating them.
I like the little hard tart ones. I don't like the big mushy sweet ones.
I don't like the big. So it's interesting.
I have a strong preference.
I mean, I don't know if anyone cares about this, but you know, this is a big part of my, you know, my diet philosophy in terms of like eating seasonally, but every July in my town, they start picking blueberries. The first week, they're kind of more firm and mm-hmm. they're bitter. And as the weeks go on, they get like fatter and juicier and sweeter. And then by the end of July, they're all just bad because they're just overripe.
That should be your like tagline for when people come to work out with you. You can be like, when you first start working out with me, your ass will be small and tart like a blueberry at the beginning of July. And then by the time we're done, your ass will be nice and juicy and plump and sweet.
Wow.
Like a blueberry at the end of
July. We're writing this down. This is great.
That's what you should start saying.
I know, you know, I'd love
and
to
say that. No one will think you're creepy at all.
You don't think so? I would love to say that, but maybe I might scare them off.
So you can pick and choose the people that take to that kind of analogy.
Totally.
I would take to that. I would love my ass to be like a blueberry in late July.
Yeah. So, you know, that experience growing up in a farm town really changes my perspective on, you know, eating fruit throughout the year and how you get these like blackberries and blueberries that come from Mexico and Peru, like in the middle of winter that tastes like complete shit. And it's like, how many days did it take for this to travel all the way to New York City? How did they get this to like be ripe? It's just weird. So when you taste like a real pure crop that's not modified in any kind of way and it's been picked like 3 days before, it's hard to ever go back and
I mean,
eat something.
That's the dream.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, you guys live in California, so I feel like there's a lot of farms out here.
I mean, we're really lucky that we have access to like really good food, you know?
Produce in California just kicks ass compared to New York. I will say that. After living in New York for so many years, I'm like, where do I go for vegetables?
Yeah, there are.
It's hard.
I still don't know. It's hard. Apart from like the Union Square Farmers Market,
that's
I'm just
it.
Like,
ugh. You're good until the fall, and then once the winter hits, it's all over. But, you know, eating seasonally is pretty awesome. I think it's really healthy for you. And it's good to like kind of change your diet throughout the year. I think your bodies have adapted that way to.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll talk more about that later.
Yeah, well, I think that.
So wait, but you started working out when you were 14. You played football.
Oh, yeah. And then... So I did a lot of sports training, a lot of weightlifting, deadlifts, squats, pushing sleds, sprinting with the parachute on my back. You know, all that stuff. Everything that you do to get big and strong and be like a perfect athlete. And then I transitioned into like bodybuilding after high school. And I, you know, it was a huge learning experience. But I, going back to like being
bodybuilding,
hurt,
like. Putting like the tanning stuff on your body, bodybuilding?
Yeah, but I never took it that seriously. But I did the workout program. But that, you know, through that, I've learned the that's how I've learned the most about the body and just kind of like working different muscles, how to, you know, proportion everything out and really how to make your body, from a aesthetic standpoint, perfect, you know, for me. And that's where I found a lot of my confidence, you know?
So do you think you have a perfect body?
Not anymore. No, not at all.
Why?
But, you know, at 25, I was very proud of it.
At 25, were you like an Adonis?
That, yeah, I think I was.
Probs.
I had great abs. I was really strong.
Like cut up.
Anyway, you know, but you had a lot more time to put into it.
Do you find, like when you're training all these people now that you've had years of experience, what do you think the age is for like men and women where you kind of start to like hit that decline? Because like 25 is like peak for like a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
But I think that there's a big difference between even 25 and 30 in terms of even just like what your body can do.
I feel a lot different. I'm 31 now, so I feel a lot different than I did when I was 25. Mm-hmm. I think everyone kind of goes through a shift with their body around like 22, 23. The women I have in the gym, everyone, I swear to God, and it might be because I'm in New York City and, you know, but I rarely have anyone under the age of like 22.
Everyone's
22 plus.
Yeah.
And, you know, just based on the conversations, everyone comes in and they're 22 or 23 and you're like, oh, I never worked out before and I eat whatever I want. And all of a sudden I started gaining weight and I need to start, I don't know what to do. And it's crazy. It's like, I could show you like hundreds of examples of this and you can talk to a lot of the young women in my gym. There's definitely a point where your body changes and you can't eat the same way and you really have to start taking care of it. Same for men too.
Mm-hmm. I think that for women, you know, we go through different hormonal changes like throughout.
Well, that metabolism.
I know. And men's metabolisms obviously turns to shit too.
Same thing.
But,
you
know, people think men are still fuckable when they're like 60 pounds overweight, you know. But anyway, that's just like patriarchal brainwashing. But I do think that for me, when I was like 22, 23, I started that same thing. Like, I started to gain a shitload of weight from, like things that I used to eat. I swear when I was, like, 19, I could eat a cheeseburger and lose weight. And then that was just not the case.
Well, women go through their, like, second puberty in their, like, early 20s, and your hormones totally change. And so I think that plays a huge role. But,
And your hormones change again in your 30s and change
again.
Like,
and, like, when you get pregnant and, like, when you have stress and, you know, it's just... It's hard for girls.
It's extremely hard for girls.
I feel like I fluctuate all the time.
Me too.
Yeah. And one reason I kind of put my focus towards women is because I felt like it's so easy for guys. You know, it's literally go to the gym and like pick some weights up.
It's actually annoying.
Yeah. But you know, there's the blueprint for, you know, creating like a male physique and getting that strength has already been written down years ago with like Arnold Schwarzenegger and all these sports that we play. But I felt like there wasn't anything that was really for women. And, you know, there's Pilates and like bar, but, you know, I tried all those things and I thought it really wasn't the end all be all. So I wanted to create something that for women that would get them, you know, the body that they want. It would get them very strong. Mm-hmm. It would get them, you know, a natural physique instead of building everything up and overdeveloping everything.
Or being like super wafy and really skinny and like having
Exactly. Because, you know, just meeting all the women, it just seemed like a lot of people were confused. And, you know, they're trying to be thin and strong at the same time, and everyone's
that
just
sort
it's
of
just
contradiction.
Yeah, it's really strong. I mean, it's really everyone's just really confused, and they're confused with diet. They're confused on how to eat. I mean, so many girls think to be thin, you don't eat a lot, which is a total fallacy. It's just, you know, your muscles fall flat. It's one of the worst things you can do, and that's something I see a lot. Or a lot of people. A lot of women want to just work out 3 times a day, 3-4 hours, and they think that's how they're going to get into like great shape. And it's insane, and it kind of backfires, and it just ruins their body. And when women go through these issues, and this is just what I've kind of got over the years. There's hormonal issues. You know, I've had women who have had a hard time getting pregnant. They've been really sick, and these are things that are coming up that men aren't experiencing. So when I wanted to create a workout, you know, I wanted something that was more fast-paced and dynamic, and something that kind of represented all the sports training I had over the years, but I also wanted to make it, you know, a more low to medium intensity, low impact, in a way that I wouldn't break anyone's body down, because, you know, I want everyone to work be able to work out 4-6 times a week.
So I have a question. If I'm like, you know, not living in New York,
yeah,
and I work really crazy hours, and I have kids, and like I also want to be in shape, and you know, what would you suggest I do?
Well, I have a streaming program online. So, you know, I had been working on this for years, and I had I've built a great community in New York, and I opened my gym about 3 years ago, and, you know, it was really just a big science experiment. I had a few ideas of what I wanted to do. I went to school for functional science and physical therapy, and, you know, I had some ideas on how I wanted to train the body. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
that's cool that you have that like science-y, like legitimate background, so you have a really good understanding.
Yes,
of your body
and without that, I would have never like figured this out, because you need to take a whole new understanding, you know, of the body to really, you know, put this method into practice. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand how joints and muscles and bones are all interacting with another. And you really, for me, it's going through the body and making it perfect, not from an aesthetic standpoint, but from a functional biomechanical standpoint. You know, you want all the joints working properly. You want all the muscles balanced out, working properly. And if you take somebody, and our bodies are all just, what's the word, like wonky. Like, you know, we all have bad posture. One right. shoulder lifts, you know, our hips are tight. Maybe one foot rolls to the outside. You know, we take a beating every day, just through everyday life. And for me, the goal was, you know, how do I just go through this machine? The body's a machine. It's got all these moving parts. And how do I just tune it up, make it perfect? And you have to understand, you know, advanced chain biomechanics to do that. And, you know, when you go through this thing, you make it function properly, you make it work, everything else falls into place. So that's step 1, 2, and 3. And, you know, if you want to look amazing, well, you gotta fix your body and make it function properly. And then, you know, it's diet, it's the way you move, it's everything, stress, sleep. But the healthier you can get your body, the better it moves, the more functional it is, the better shape you can get into.
That makes sense. I mean, I have like back problems, I have knee problems.
Yes.
It like prevents me from doing the kind of exercise that like historically I've always done and yeah. really enjoyed, which is typically like high intensity stuff. I ran cross country in high school, and like I miss being able to put on my running shoes and like going for a run. Not because I'm trying to be like so skinny, but because it literally just like clears my mind.
Well, running has like, you know, releases so many endorphins.
Totally.
Too.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many benefits to exercise across the board, but for me, like, I have to be really, like, choosy in the types yeah. of exercise I do now. But, like, it would be a miracle if I could get my body to the place where I could sometimes enjoy exercise like that again.
Yeah, and that's the foundation of it all. It's just, like, enjoying your life. And, you know, what good is it if you go to boot camp and, you know, you throw your back out every
that's
couple
the
months?
Thing, like, Jill always invites me to Barry's. I'm like, no, I don't want to go to Barry's.
Barry's makes me nervous just because they have people, like, deadlifting these weights, and people don't know how to properly deadlift, and I'm like,
they don't fix your form in Barry's.
Yeah,
people get
we
hurt.
Can't. I feel like we're just like shit talking.
Sorry.
Yeah, you know, I never stepped foot in there, but I've got enough. You know,
but I don't know. The boot camp situations always freak me out, because it's like, if you don't have someone telling you how to like properly lift fucking 40 pounds, like you can seriously
yep,
injure yourself.
There goes your lower back. There yeah. goes your neck.
It's so scary.
You just
and,
kill yourself.
And, oh, my sister and I went to this workout class in LA. It's half running, half Pilates. This is
you seem this mad.
Is, well, this is a very like spoiled, privileged complaint that I'm about to have.
Okay, but go for it.
Number one, they had a water cooler but didn't have cups. Okay, like
I've run out of cups
expected,
before in my gym.
Sure, but you at least offer
God
them.
God damn it, yeah. Steven.
I went up to them and I was like, "Do you guys have a cup for water?" They're like, "No, we don't have those here." And I'm like, "Okay, so
you got to bring
you
your
just
own.
Had
oh,
me
you
had
bring your thing. Own water bottle.
You just had me sprint a half an hour on the treadmill. I forgot my water. You don't sell water, and you don't have a cup of water. And now you want me to get on the reformer and do fucking Pilates for another half an hour? My ass is about to pass out. There's no AC in this bitch. Do you have one big fan going?
Oh, yeah, no AC. That's a big
one. Also, you have me sprinting at an incline for literally a half an hour.
That's insane.
And I'm like, I'm in shape. I'm not the fastest runner, but I can do interval running.
Yeah.
This was like not interval running. You got on the treadmill. They were like, everyone's at a 6. Everyone is at an incline 8. And I'm like, what
the
fuck?
So there's no method behind that. That's just about how can I kill these people? How can I make them sweat?
Right. But everyone will leave that class.
Think it's the best workout ever.
Right. Because I left that class being like, I will not be able to walk for 3 days. And I'm also so dehydrated and I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Can you tell me, because I'm really curious about sort of like your founder story and
yeah,
your,
we love
entrepreneurial
an entrepreneur
story.
Yeah.
So like I know it's an Ask a Man episode and we're going to do some listener questions because we like to do them and gossip with boys. But
well, why don't we do this? Why don't we hear the listeners, hear how we started the business mm-hmm. and then talk about the streaming service because that was interesting.
Yeah
and
for
then
sure.
We take a break and then we come back and the second half of the episode
okay.
will be.
I questions. Also want to hear about your lovely wife who helps you. With your business, which I think is rad.
No, it's like awesome.
Okay,
all right, so
number one founder story. Let's go.
Okay, so, you know, like I said, I wanted to create a new, different method, and I had been working on it for a couple years, and I was working out of another gym in New York, and that's where I was kind of developing my method.
Mm-hmm.
It was going really well, and with this workout, it is so different. It's really hard for people to pick it up off the first time, and I wanted, it's definitely tough to teach and get everyone to understand to just think differently about fitness,
exercise. What is the move?
It's a lot of functional movement and it's very dynamic. So it's full, everything's full body. It's a lot of stepping patterns. And some of the exercises are extremely complicated. Some of them are very simple, but it's getting women to understand how, doing the most simple little step out and step in, keeping your body full engaged, keeping your form perfect can transform your body. But everyone's used to doing burpees and jumping jacks. Everyone's used to sweating, you know what I mean? So how can I walk everyone back and teach them the basic fundamental movements that can completely change your body if you just master, stepping back, holding your posture, just the simplest things. Anyway, yeah, so it was a workout method to kind of teach mindfulness and try to understand each and every part of your body. From everything from doing something as basic as stepping forward and back to, jumping up and reaching and rotating. And okay, so when I started, I was working at another gym. I was kind of putting everything into practice. I was studying, physical therapy and the functional movement. And just as I kind of finished that up, I left working at the gym and I was training a few clients. And from there, I wasn't sure what I was going to do. I was like, should I continue this method? I still have mm-hmm. a lot of work to do and try to like perfect it and make it work. And my wife, who was a big player in this, was, just telling me, she's like, let's just try to open a gym. Let's get like a small space. Let's just try it. And mm-hmm. all my clients were texting me saying like, hey, I really want to work out. What's happening? So I had a lot of pressure from my wife and my clients. And I got a very small place on Bowery. And I got like a 6-month lease.
Bowery and what?
Bowery and Grand.
Oh.
Which I'm still there, but I'm moving out soon. And it was like, all right, well, let me see if this all really works. Like, is this all, because, I had a theory, I had an education, I had, a couple years of experience. I had a lot of feedback from all the women and all their complaints. And I was like, let me see if I can turn this into something, address all the complaints and really create something new and awesome. So I went to work and, it's just 7 days a week in the gym. I was by myself keeping this thing going. I was doing classes, within 6 months, my classes were just packed out. I had mm-hmm. training all day. And then 6 months came and it was like, all right, what do we do now? Do we you know, do I just give this up and or do we extend? She's like, you got to extend. We got to keep going. I was like, all right, let's do another year lease. Year lease. And, you know, as the months go on, it grows and grows. The results get better. You know, the amount of, you know, the different types of women that I was training were getting really good results. So, you know, as you're starting, you're getting results with, you know, the typical people, the girls who are younger and maybe already in shape. And, you know, as the gym grew, I was getting women of all ages, different backgrounds, you know, a lot of moms, and they also were getting the results. I was getting the workout to a place where it was more efficient. So everything was just constantly improving. We extended another year. And by that, after about 2.5 years, I mean, we were like, wow, this is really awesome. We have this awesome community now. Everyone looks incredible. Everyone feels incredible. It was just really awesome. So we're like, all right, how do we know this works. We have, you know, a huge group of people that love it, who look and feel amazing. So how do we like break this out? And I also had ideas for a lot of different products, a lot of different fitness products.
I'm staring at your products right now.
Yeah. And, you know, cool. And yeah, so, you know, I was stitching and sewing things together and testing them out in the gym. And same thing, I was developing the method, I was developing the products and trying to, you know, hit problem areas on the body to try to tone it up and make it strong, and everything just kind of came together. And that's when we launched Pivov, which is a whole lot of things now. And the biggest goal for me is, you know, how do I take this amazing method that's working for all these women in my gym, and how do I just break it out into the world? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I think the frustrations that women are feeling in New York are, you know, widespread. And, you know, a lot, again, people are getting hurt. They're not getting the results they want. They're beating their bodies down. And, you know, we started the streaming program. We just started filming the workouts. We got the products developed, put them online so people can use them. I mean, and that ball, that band, like for the arms and the thighs, those are my secret weapon. That is like
this ball looks intense.
This is something I've been using. This is like my secret weapon that like nobody else has. That, you know, some of my top, you know, my top clients like live by this thing.
And do you have a patent on this?
Yeah. And
cool.
Yeah. And
that's smart.
But you have to. Otherwise, he'd get totally ripped by like some monster company.
I think Egonox tried to rip me off once, but tried to get me in there. But anyway, it just all came together and it's amazing. We put the videos out there. Oh, and you know, leading up to Pivov, we were putting all this, you know, this stuff out on the Instagram and like putting out the issues that my clients were feeling, putting out these different workouts, and the response was crazy. We're getting women from literally all over the world being like, I have the same issue. My legs are bulky. My hips are tight. I got hurt doing this. I don't know what to, I can't work out anymore. I need to do low impact. Like, it was such a rush of, you know, comments and questions and emails and Instagram messages. So we knew there was like a market for it, and we created the streaming, the products, the blog, and, you know, it's been growing ever since. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we have thousands of people on the thousands on the streaming. People are getting those balls literally as far as like Malaysia and Australia.
That's so cool.
And we're starting, because we started in November, so we're almost a year old. Now we're starting to get a lot of like before and afters and really amazing testimonials. And it's incredible. I probably get 100 messages every day with like questions and, you know, people who are having these issues that I think only I am talking about right now. And, you know, we're fixing the issues. We're getting people healthy. They're getting their bodies back. They're, you know, women who have had babies who are just so lost and don't know what to do, how to get their stomach toned. And, you know, we're doing
all different kinds of women.
All different kinds. It's so amazing.
Yeah, and, it sounds cool.
You know, I'm very proud. That's like what I'm most proud of. And people love to talk about Victoria's Secret models, and that gets you like, you know, and that gets you press and people like.
Because you worked out, you trained some Victoria's Secret.
Yeah. Models. And everyone loves to talk about that. And, you know, when you're a gym owner or you're a trainer, you get a VS model or two, like that's when you blow up. But like, I always want to tell everyone, like, you know, training them, it's not that hard. But what about like the 42-year-old mom with like 3 kids who like works all day, who
and
comes
whose
in,
job isn't to be a like model. A model.
Yeah, who fucking looks unbelievable and, you know, feels amazing and is just like living her best life because we were able to give her this workout where she's nurturing her body and also getting the results she wants. And that's what I love. Like, mm-hmm. it's just making like the everyday working women. And these girls are working hard and they're stressed out, especially in New York. And there's a lot on their plate. And
people are stressed out fucking everywhere.
Exactly. So how are you going to put them through a boot camp and then stress the shit out of their body where they're like, they're nerve, you know, their adrenals are drained and they're, you know, it's just,
yeah, and
it's
like, you
too
need to go to
much
work the next
everyone.
Day. And
it's,
if you need to wake up at like 5 a.m. and your body is stiff, like you need to get in your car and drive and also like feed your fucking kids and like all of this
shit. It's too much. So,
I like that you stream workouts. I like streaming workouts.
It's really awesome. And we're like constantly redeveloping it and launching. We just launched our app a few days ago. And
do you have to have the products to do the workout efficiently, effectively? Like the streaming?
You know,
like
if you
live in Ohio and you want to do
there's
it,
workouts
do you need
with
the
no
ball?
Equipment, but at the end of the day, you know, adding the equipment is gonna
you
know, propel
you
forward.
But you can do it. Like, you can 100%. Do it
you know,
totally
all the
it,
stretching
yeah.
for your hips and the activation of your muscles, mm-hmm. you can do it with no equipment. But the equipment is 100% a game changer.
Yeah. Right. I guess it's part of your method.
It's just it's a huge part of the method, and it's a way to like accelerate and the results and, you know, be more efficient with our time that we're working out. For mm-hmm. me, the goal is, you know, if you have an hour to work out or 30 minutes, how do we accomplish as much as possible in 30 minutes?
Maximize.
So
maximize
the work,
that time.
So I don't repeat workouts. I don't go over 8 reps. And the whole workout, you're constantly moving. Mm-hmm. It's very dynamic.
Yeah, love like moving. That. All right, we're going to take a little break, Ski. And when we get back, we are going to answer some of your questions and also pry into love lives, because that's what
cool.
we do.
All right, let's do it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Away, first class luggage at a coach price. We love Away here at Lady Lovin'. I have an Away suitcase. Greta has an Away suitcase. Jilly has a million of them. Mm-hmm. And they are awesome, you guys. They were founded by two friends in New York, and they found themselves at JFK with dead phones and a bright idea, luggage with power. Thus, the Away carry-on that you can charge your phone on was born. So they make their suitcases to be resilient, resourceful, and essential to the way that you travel today. They have a variety of colors and sizes, and they're made from premium German polycarbonate, which is unrivaled in strength and impact resistance and very lightweight. And I can attest to that. I can actually get the carry-on above my head and into the bin above my seat when I use my Away suitcase. And they have an amazing lifetime warranty. If anything breaks, they will fix or replace it for you for life, and a 100-day trial. So you can try that suitcase, and if you decide that you hate it, you can return it, no questions asked. So our beautiful listeners are going to get $20 off a suitcase today. You go to awaytravel.com/lovin, L-O-V-I-N, and use promo code lovin, L-O-V-I-N, during checkout. And just a note, that promo code is all in lowercase letters. So it's lovin, L-O-V-I-N, all in lowercase. Again, $20 off a suitcase. Just visit awaytravel.com/lovin and use that promo code lovin at checkout.
Today's episode of Lady Lovin' is brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. I have been traveling a ton lately, and I love Beachbody On Demand. It's an app on my phone that I can take anywhere with me because, I take my phone everywhere with me, and I can access all different kinds of workouts from anywhere, and I love to do P90X. On Beachbody On Demand. It's so cool. I go to the gym in any city I'm in. I just turn on the programs. I put in my little headphones and I get to exercising. It is honestly awesome, you guys. You can view Beachbody On Demand on your computer, your TV, your tablet, your smartphone, your Roku. There's the hugest, meaning the biggest, support community. Over 1 million people are currently on Beachbody On Demand. And there's so many amazing workouts like T25 and P90X, like I just said. So you guys, I challenge you to get in shape with me. Just because summer's over doesn't mean that we shouldn't be exercising. So right now you guys can get a special free trial membership when you text Lady Lovin, that's L-A-D-Y-L-O-V-I-N, to 303030. You guys, that's a free trial membership. you will get full access to the entire Beachbody platform for free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, and the support totally for you guys. Again, just text LadyLovin to 303030.
And we're back. What a fun word that was.
Yeah. Before we get real cool, can I hear your thoughts like on what like a good diet should look like? Because this is something that I personally have like always struggled with. Like I know what foods are healthy, I guess. Like I went to culinary school, so like I know like I know how to cook, but I mean like I see and hear about and like there's just so many diets out there. So like lately I've been doing like a high fiber diet. If I don't know if you guys know like the F Factor people in New York, but like, I don't know. And like, you don't have to like tell me your thoughts on that specifically, but like, I'm just curious. And you said earlier in the show, like you see so many women who are just like eating nothing in a trying to like lose weight. And you said that we need to be eating like a lot of food. So can you just kind of talk about that? Cause I think our listeners would actually be really curious to kind of hear like your thoughts on like what a proper diet looks like.
Yeah, I mean, diet is so complicated and there's so much information out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy. And it's all conflicting information.
Right.
And this doctor says this and this doctor says that. And, you know, I think with any diet, you're going to have a certain amount of people who got great results, but you're also going to have a bunch of people who didn't get good results. And there's some crazy shit out there with just different like eating shakes and crash diets and, you know, I don't know. It's nuts. And then we also get so caught up on like fads, like no gluten and this is GMO free and I don't know, whatever marketing you can think of, it's mm-hmm. out there.
I think that gluten free diets are stupid unless you literally have celiac disease.
Yeah, I don't think it's real at all.
I don't know. I'm gluten free.
Well, I mean,
I
for you,
celiacs, but I do. But you have lupus.
You have lupus. Sorry, yeah. I don't mean exclusively celiac, but I think for some people, going gluten free is hugely important. But like, just going gluten free for like
going
a diet
free
thing
for no
that's
reason.
Stupid.
Yes, I agree.
I think it's ridiculous. And like the crazy thing is, like you'll get like ice cream and it says gluten free. It's like the marketing is out of control.
Like there is no gluten
and,
anyway.
And you know everything, and you'll get these bars. There's so much food out there and bars and this and that, and it's like all natural, gluten free, non GMO, no antibiotics. And you turn the package over, and it's filled with like preservatives. Mm. And I think for me, I always tell people, you know, you got to eat clean. And what does clean mean? You got to get all the preservatives out of your diet. Anything that's packaged, you really got to start making your own food. You got to cut the salt. You know, the sugar is a big one. You got to figure out your own rhythm for your body. I think everyone's body's different. We for all my clients, we change everything a little bit and, you know, eat seasonally. But like, what is it that works for you? Everyone's going to be a little bit different. Mm-hmm. You know, there's four of us in the room right now. There's a really good chance that four different diets are going to work for us. And they're not going to work for, like, one doesn't going to work for all of us. So
it's not like a universal diet.
I don't think so, no.
So like, do you eat ice cream?
I do, yeah.
Well, the only reason why ice cream says gluten-free is because sometimes products have casein in it, and if you are celiac, you like casein has gluten in it, so you can't have casein products with casein in it.
Yeah.
So
well,
that's the
ice
only
cream's
reason.
Like one example of like 10 different things.
I know there's a lot of gluten-free shit out
but
there,
like, you
but
know,
I do
but try to explain to me why. I just got back from Italy for 2 weeks. I ate nothing but pizza and spaghetti every single day, and my stomach is so flat and I felt awesome, and then I came
it's
back
there's
here.
There's no preservatives in all
the
this
preservatives,
food,
and
so. In Europe,
but it's also
like
genetically modified wheat. So, like, GMOs are a huge issue here. I mean, the reason why you go there and you get to eat pasta and bread and all of this other shit is because their wheat isn't completely tainted and then bleached and then stripped of all of the nutrients. Like, the way that we treat wheat crops here is like trash.
Yeah, I mean, the food in America is probably the worst in the world. It's getting harder and harder to eat healthy. I think, you know, obesity is sky high. It's only getting worse. You know, heart disease and diabetes is sky high, especially in like young kids. So it's really like shocking, and it's really hard to find good food, and everyone is frustrated. At the end of the day, this is you have to do what you already know what to do, and it's the hardest part is just eat clean, try to cook your own food, try to go to that market in Union Square if you live there. You know, if you live by the ocean, eat a lot of fish. Find out where your fish is coming from. You know, if you're in California, you're getting fresh produce. Try to get, you know, eat the right amount of vegetables, and, you know, don't, I don't know, I have a lot of...
So you're not really, you don't buy into like trendy fad diets. You're more just
not at all. I'll try them all out for sure. But
how do you feel about dairy?
You know, I don't eat dairy. It actually doesn't bother me at all, but it bothers a lot of my clients. I'm coming out with a book next year, and it's basically a collection of information from all the people that I've had in my gym over the years and kind of like getting their feedback on how they eat. And like, for example, and I say this a lot, like the number one thing that is like absolutely killing my clients right now where they can't lose weight is the coconut milks, the coconut oils, the oatmeal, the almond milk lattes. This is like the number one thing right now that everyone is stuck on that's not allowing them to lose weight. Which might sound crazy, but it's supposed to be really good for you, right? But you turn that label over, and what do they have in there?
Well, a lot of those things have a shitload of sugar and really high in
the lattes.
And also, did you read about that Harvard professor this week who came out and said that coconut oil is poison?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
But it's true. If you have any understanding of nutrition, you understand that coconut is super high in saturated fats, and it's really bad for you. So, like, it was embraced by, like, the health and wellness community a couple years ago. But, like, the reality is, like, I've never been a huge fan of coconut oil. And we talked about coconut oil, like, in lubricants and stuff like that. And, like, I don't believe in that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Coconut oil just tastes like cum to me.
When you say that to me, that, like, your clients are having problems, you know, like, with their diets because of those kinds of things, that actually makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, it's up to you to figure out how you're supposed to eat. Everyone's trying to go somewhere else, and they want someone to tell them how to eat. But you need to literally try everything. And you need to be very mindful of your body. When you put something in your stomach, how does it make you feel? Does it make you feel good? All right, keep eating. If it doesn't make you feel bloated or not good, get rid of it. And, you know, it's a constant experimentation and trial and error and trying to figure out what works exactly for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a way of eating. It's, you know, lean fish. It's light greens, a couple of vegetables, and maybe like a little bit of carbs that I think works for a lot of my girls. Mm-hmm. And when I say carbs, it's just like quinoa and sweet potatoes.
I can't eat quinoa. That shit makes me so bloated.
So don't eat it.
And when I
there
shit it out, it stays intact. So
your body's
not, literally
your body's
digesting it.
So that's what I'm trying to tell everyone. You have to really be mindful of how you're eating. You know,
look at your poop. Your
same
poop
for me
will
and
tell
corn.
You a lot.
And you should be doing.
I can't
and
digest corn.
Yeah, well, no one can digest corn.
And you should be going to the bathroom like 3-4 times a day.
Four?
If you're fucking on
You're a man. Fuck off. You're a man. That is a man. That was a man statement. Women are lucky if we shit fucking once a day. Get out of here with this 4-time-a-day shit.
All right, then you guys got to figure out your diet.
Girls who poop 4 times a day?
What? Who do you know that poops 4 times a day?
I can't say, but, you know, these are the conversations that my clients
you
like
know
to
why,
talk about.
You want to know why I love getting my period? Because I will...
I thought you were on a high-fiber diet.
Twice a day.
I am, but I don't poop 4 times
okay,
a day.
Okay, 4 is the most extreme. Let's say 2 to 3.
You're out of your mind. I mean, if I go...
Every woman I know has
serious issues pooping.
All right, so let's...
Pooping for
all right,
a woman
so here
is
we go.
So hard.
Here we go. Figure out how to go to the bathroom 2 to 3 times a day.
Try to take care
of your digestive system. Make it so fucking perfect. And I guarantee you right now, the rest of your body will follow.
Okay.
Focus on digestion.
Look, if I can... Make it perfect.
If the goal
is
pooping twice, okay.
There you go. I'm telling you, put your mind towards something as simple as that. And, you know, weight loss, water retention, your overall health will follow. It's all integrated and it's integrated and it's all part of the same thing. And, you know, you're going to start eating more fiber. You're going to stop eating, you know, shitty packaged foods. You know, maybe you're eating clean carbs. Maybe you're not. You're eating a lot of green salads. Figure out how to go to the bathroom and watch how your body changes.
Here's the deal. My challenge to listeners out there, which
I've
just gone
through. Watch how flat your stomach gets.
Okay.
I suffer with really bad pooping problems.
Okay,
like,
so
my whole life been constipated since I was a kid. So much of it is linked to like my emotional and like mental state too.
Really?
And you know, I eat really well and I drink a shitload of water and I stay on my thing, but sometimes like I will not be able to go to the bathroom for like 3 days, and quite frankly it like doesn't matter how much water I drink or how much leafy greens I eat or how much I'm exercising. Sometimes it's just like how my body is and how my body is dealing with what I'm going through on like an emotional level. So I think that for me, I've found, because I get really frustrated with myself when I have days where I don't poop, I feel terrible because it's like I look forward to my pooping.
Yeah, and then it's great.
And then I realized that I was like depending on really strong coffee to help me poop in the morning. Yeah. And I was like depending on all these stimulants to make myself go to the bathroom.
That's
and
common.
I recently gave up coffee, and my biggest concern was like, how am I going to shit without coffee?
I have a really awesome tip for everyone right now.
Well, I just want to say to all my other listeners that have pooping problems like me, I'm now able to poop every morning without coffee.
Bravo.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you feel amazing, right? Your skin's glowing. Yeah, I feel really good.
I'm just happy that I'm happy that I'm able to do that. Now let's up the ante to going twice a day.
Let's get it once in the morning, once at night. So you want to hear a really awesome colon cleanse? Yes. I've never heard anyone say this, but this is something I know exclusively. I'm really like, I want everyone to really try this.
Give us the tip.
You want to go to the bathroom like crazy, eat about 2 to 3 pints of blueberries.
A lot of fiber.
Watch how it cleans your system out. It is insane.
Well, I've been pooping way more since I switched to the high fiber diet.
Yeah, you got to put the fiber in your body. Yeah. That's what makes everything flow.
And it's I'm so much less bloated now that I eat high fiber. Like the first couple days are hard because you're like, but if you don't eat a lot of fiber, your body has to like adjust to it. But once it has, then it just like it binds to all of this stuff and it just like cleans you out all the time. It's crazy. Yeah.
Another thing I used to do is I think kombucha really – this is just me personally. Drinking kombucha once a day really helps my stomach.
Well, there's like and a probiotic element there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're not – and you just – you know, you never want to overdo it with the probiotics. You can get a bad reaction. I see that happen a lot. But another thing I do is sometimes I eat a salad for like breakfast for my first meal. Like a really leafy green salad.
For breakfast.
Yeah, it's like my first
meal. Japanese breakfasts are my favorite. That you get like a little piece of fish, and like a little steamed vegetable, and like a little bit of rice.
Hey, take care of your digestive tract. Nurture it, and you'll fix a lot of your problems.
Okay, cool. Okay, we have to do a listener question or two, but we honestly don't have that much time.
I don't know if we have that much time. I think that we should – I really want to know, like, how you met your wife and what was up with that.
Yeah, let's do that instead.
We like a romance story. And then we can ask a few general advice questions.
Okay.
My wife was a client of mine. And one
romance
of my,
in the gym.
She was a client of yours.
Who came on who?
Well, she came on to me.
Okay.
You know, I'm pretty strict with, like, clients. I kind of, like,
okay, you're
blank,
a professional.
I like, kind of, like, zone out and blank out and just focus on, like, focus on getting the results. But I trained her for about 8 months, maybe 5 days a week. And she definitely, like, tried to, I don't know, hook up with me a couple times.
Totally date
What
you.
Was she doing? Was she, like, she working like, in the fitness space or?
No, she has, like, her own company, but she was coming to work out every day. And, oh, sorry. Came every day. I mean, I knew she liked me, but I just, you know, I was at work all the time and I never took her up on anything. And then she invited me to go to the Hamptons one weekend to train her and like her friends at this house they rented. So I went out there, and we ended up hooking up. I mean, the truth is I loved being with her every single day before that, you know, but it was just like a client relationship. But I, you know, that was my favorite, you know, hour of the day is my favorite session. Aww, and we definitely got along really well and like everyone else could see it, but you know, we never like hooked up or anything, so we kind of like built that friendship. And then that one weekend I went to go train her outside of the city, outside of the gym, and we've literally been together ever since. We got married last year and she's my
how long were you guys together before that?
Probably like 2.5 years, two Aww, years.
That's cute.
Where'd you guys get married?
Got married in New York.
How did you propose?
Oh, I proposed to her in Paris. I was so sick. You ever see that movie Midnight in Paris?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's like one of our favorite movies. And you know that staircase he always goes to like at midnight?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I wanted to do it on that staircase, but I did it in this little alley that was like even more romantic to the side of that. And, you know, we went to dinner one night in Paris. And we just took like a long walk, hit a couple bars, and just had like one of those nights where you just kind of like get really loose and drunk and like enjoy like the walk through Paris. Mm-hmm. And I planned this whole thing out and I like plotted it out. And at the end of this walk, which was like, you know, with dinner and stops, it was probably like 4 hours. I proposed in this small alley right next to that church, right next to the staircase. And it was really amazing. And it was just like the best night ever. And then we ended up like partying all night till like 6 a.m.
That's so fun.
It was sick. And I had like the room decorated and everyone was calling us saying congratulations. And we were just like,
oh, that's it. Did really you, does sound like your best friend.
Yeah.
That's
no, it was
so fun.
It was so fun. It was really awesome. And, you know, nobody was watching. I didn't want anyone to like watch or like I didn't want an audience of any kind. It was just me and her.
That's nice.
Having like the best time ever and then like
a moment.
Did she know it was going to happen?
I think she had a pretty good idea. Yeah.
Did you, were you like traditional in the sense you like called her parents and asked for permission?
Oh, I talked to her mom about it first.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
I like that you talked to the mom.
Yeah. That's nice. Yeah. I went to the mom first, took her for a walk one day. And
that's so nice.
That's sweet. I love
that. Yeah, it's awesome. And, you know, she's partners.
Like a boss babe herself.
She is a fucking boss. She is a huge, she's practically like CEO of PVOV. She has her own hair care line called Cuvée. She runs that. I mean, she's an animal. She works, you know, most days of the week. She works out every day. And a big part of that is, you know, I think my influence. I have her, you know, speaking to diet. You know, I lived with her for 3 years and we probably spent a year and a half of that trying to figure out exactly what to eat. And it was great because I lived with her, so I can experiment. I can put one food in, I can take one food out. And, you know, after a while, I have the perfect diet for her. She's got tons of energy, tons of, you know, mental energy. She can work out every day. She can run these companies. And she's really her best self.
It's
she's
so
really
nice strong. To be married to, like, a trainer that can just, like, keep you in, like, really good shape. Yeah.
Babe, I want my butt to look like this.
And she's kind of like my test dummy. I test everything out on her. You know, I have her on, like, the perfect little blend of, like, herbs and supplements. And I keep her in like tip top shape.
I wish I just like cool. I'm just gonna hire like a hot pool boy when I become like old and rich.
Oh, I'm always massaging her.
Yeah, I'm gonna hire someone like that because my boyfriend, who I like love and want to be with forever, he is like not like that. Like he went to the store and got like 2 nights ago and got like eggs, bananas, and then I opened up the freezer and he got himself like little Twix, like ice cream bites, and I'm just like, you're such a boy. I love it.
But it's
like
she takes care of me too.
Endearing.
She cooks a lot. She's like an amazing chef, and she cooks all our meals almost 7 days a week. So that's how we stay really healthy. And she, you know, me and her together are coming out with a book next year, like a cookbook. And it's interesting because I know what nutrients to put in my body, but I'm by no means a chef. I just like, you know, I want this, this, and that going into my body for, you know, these nutrients.
Do you eat meat?
I eat a ton of meat. And she's an amazing chef. So she's found a way to like make it taste good.
Yeah.
You know, and naturally just using like lemon and different herbs and cooking in a different way. So we've come up with our meal plan, which, you know, is something that works really well for us and a lot of my clients, but it's also something that's very malleable. So in this book, I want to try to teach everyone how to be more mindful and understand their body the most so they can figure out exactly what to eat.
Cool. I want the book.
Great.
Yeah,
I want to eat a lot of sweet potatoes.
You want the ball between your thighs.
I want the pea ball.
Will you send us pea balls?
Yeah, no, of course.
I'll stream your workout. Yeah, I just want that ball.
The ball is incredible. I mean, I created it for the purpose of toning specifically the top of your inner thighs. It's a very dormant muscle. It's hard to get to. It's a big problem area. I mean, so many women come in talking about how can I tone my inner thighs. It's very, you know, it's hard and it's complicated, but the ball is the shortest route to get that muscle to fire up, to get it to start to tone up, you know, and to, you know, start to get conditioned. And the more you can activate muscles and just kind of condition them and have them working, you know, through daily life, the easier it is to tone them up. And a big part of that is opening your hips, you know, keeping your hips open, keeping your joints functioning properly. And that's going to activate all those muscles in your thighs. I mean, my specialty is the butt and the thighs because I feel like no one else has really mastered it. Everyone's just kind of still doing lunges and squats. And I've created this, you know, workout to pinpoint every single part of your thigh and just kind of sculpt it out and tone it up and make it really strong.
Love toning up. Getting toned up.
All right. What else do you want to know?
Well, we didn't really ask a man. We kind of like fell flat on our asking a man
listeners.
Because we're out of time. And really, we might need to change the title of this to toning up.
Tone it up. Well, I really like your methodology and the way that you're approaching diet and fitness. It's really refreshing to me because, I mean, I have focused for so long on, you know, trying to do these like crazy high impact exercises and like it's cardio, cardio, cardio. And like, it's really nice to be introduced to you and like learn about what you do and feel like, okay, I don't have to kill myself to like get a good workout and like do something that's meaningful for my body without, like you said, like feeling like 3 days later that like I'm still like in a lot of like pain. Like nobody wants to feel like that. And also I feel like after working out with you, it's something that I can like actually see myself doing often because it's not so hard that you get discouraged.
And that's key. It's all about consistency. And, you know, it's not consistency for a month or two. It's, you know, getting into a routine and, you know, being able to do a workout for years. Like, you don't want to just be able to work out in your 20s, 30s. You want to carry it into your 40s, your 50s, your 60s. I've had a client, you know, as old as 70 years old. And that's really the way, it's the lifestyle to, you know, be the best version of yourself in terms of, like, you know, keeping your body healthy.
And
I want to do the 30-day challenge.
Do you want to do it together?
Yeah, I'm done.
30-day challenge is really cool. It's a very like beginner program just to kind of teach you the movements and to really like get the muscles activated and, you know, get the joints moving, loosen your body up, get familiar with the workout. And then from there, you can go into the streaming. I have a 6-day program, which is really intense. I have a 3-day program, which is even more intense.
Whoa.
And, you know, for me with these workouts, I can scale them up and I can scale them back for, you know, depending on your fitness level. So you can do something as easy as just like little stepping patterns with resistance, and the effect, you're going to completely change your body with that. And as you get better at that, you can keep progressing and keep progressing. I mean, the program, it's called PVOV because it's constantly evolving. You know, I'm constantly evolving the program, and it's something that kind of lasts you over the course of many years. It's not like a 3-month program and then, okay, now you're doing the same workout every day. I have clients, you know, that I've been training for 4 years who continue to get results, continue to get stronger, and continue to evolve. So, you know, that's also a big part of the program.
You're also way hotter in real life than on your website.
Oh,
so
I'm not very photogenic. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. Just ladies, know that he's hotter in real life.
I'm not the most photogenic person.
No, everyone's photogenic.
Not me.
That's not true.
Trust me.
Sometimes, you know, it's like when you see a pic and then you see the thing in real life, you're like, cooler in real life. Everyone wants to be cooler in real life.
Yeah, for sure. Do you want to answer like one question before I take off?
I take bad photos and people say that to me also, like, oh, you're so much prettier in real life. And I am, when people say that to me, I'm like, fuck you, dude. Like,
dude, some people
really?
Just,
I find that to be nice.
I think it's like an insult. I'm like, okay, so you're telling me that I'm ugly.
No,
in my pictures.
I mean, you're very cute in your pictures, but I'm saying in person, it's like a nice, you know, no one wants to be not okay. What do you think is better?
That's
a
good question.
Be a letdown from your photo,
or to
be a plus? I think it's better to be hotter in real life.
Okay.
No one wants to like see someone in a photo and see them in real life and be like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, that's true.
I think it's really common today.
That's true. True. True.
Well, yeah. I mean, Instagram is like all lies.
Okay. Cool. So, where can our listeners like find you online? Check out the method. All that kind of stuff.
So, go to pvolve.com. You can check out my Instagram page, which is pvolve, or you can go to my personal if you want, which is Steven Pastorino. And you can always shoot me questions, and you know we answer questions all day long and try to help as many people
Instagram
as possible.
Handle?
It's pvolve.
At pvolve?
At pvolve, and then it's at Steven Pastorino.
Okay,
and
cool.
Who is your lady lovin'? At the end of each episode, we ask our guests to shout out a woman they admire and love, and who is your woman?
Oh, let me think. I'm gonna say my wife because she is
great.
Just the lady I'm loving every day, and without her...
What's her name?
Rachel.
And you
Rachel.
And you know, without her, she's really special. Without her, I would have never been able to create this method and kind of give it to all of you out there. So I'm going to shout out to her.
Okay,
she's
great.
My number
love.
One.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming on the show. I love a wellness episode.
We love wellness.
Okay, awesome. All right. Thanks, you guys. We'll tune in. Well, you will tune in to us next week. Bye.
All right, awesome. See you guys.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.